This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And coming up later this week, an opportunity to hear a well-known classical pianist performing at Umpqua Community College. It's a concert with the Umpqua Symphony Association. Trish Melendres Keller and Karen Gray on with us. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about this concert on Wednesday night.
The concert is a benefit concert for the Douglas County Youth Orchestra. Andre Andreev has very generously offered to play at the Center Stage Theater at UCC. And so we are really excited to have him join us and for this benefit concert. It's at 7 o'clock at Center Stage Theater. Tickets are either online at www.dcyomusic.org/anniversary, or you can just buy them at the door.
And I imagine this may be one of your first events at Jacoby for in a while.
It actually is, and we are very, very pleased to be back in Jacoby for this particular concert. We were very thrilled to have it offered to us and thought that it would be a perfect place to showcase Andre's talents.
And you don't get an opportunity to hear someone of this level here locally that often. How did you get connected with him?
Greg Kramer, actually, of Marshan Landing Winery, knows Andre and has had him play at his winery. So he's actually known Andre for several years now. And so he's kind of followed his professional career. Andre has also played a house concert for
Paul and Lori Utz.
And so he's been in this area for a while. He also graduated from U of O with a master's in music
piano
performance.
Yeah.
And so people in the area do know of him. And so this is a great opportunity to just expose him to more audiences here in Roseburg.
And tell folks more about the Umpqua Symphony Association and the various things you're involved in.
Well, we manage and sponsor the Douglas County Youth Orchestra, who is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. So this year, we have had a year-round celebration for the 25th anniversary. Starting in February, we had given 6 retired instruments to local artists. They painted them, and we auctioned or sold them off. 2 are still in remaining. One is a cello, which will be raffled off at our gala event. Another one is an American themed violin that will be raffled at this gala. So that was our first fundraiser. Our second one was in May, where we held a piano clarinet concert with Donna Spicer and David Morrison. The third one, we had an opportunity to bring the Eugene Symphony Orchestra to the Music on the Half Shell. There, we had the Douglas County Youth Orchestra do the opening act, as well as several of them performing the first piece with the orchestra, with the Eugene Orchestra. We've also performed at the Canyonville Farmers Market. And this concert on Wednesday will be our 5th celebration. And our final celebration will be in November, November 18th, with a gala at the Roseburg Country Club. It will be a themed party event. We're titling it Denims and Diamonds. So we're hoping that the public will attend that event. We will be honoring Gene Hinkle, who 25 years ago had the vision of creating a stringed instrument class.
Wow. And obviously she's got a legacy in this area and well known. How did this all develop 25 years ago, and what were kind of the early time period like?
According from the stories that we have from Jean, they recognize she is a piano teacher. And of course, they have band in all of the schools, but she recognized that there were no stringed instruments being taught in any of the schools. And of course, stringed instruments take a lot more care and feeding, if you will, than brass instruments that are in usually marching bands. So she decided that with a couple of her friends and her husband, wouldn't it be nice if they started teaching violin? So with five students who were interested in learning violin, that's how they started. And the Umpqua Symphony Association members decided that they would sponsor these classes, and it's grown from there. So starting with five violin students, it has grown to violin, viola, cello, and bass. And our Dr. Mark Rockwood is the orchestra director right now. And so we've got an incredible group of students, many of whom have stayed with the Umpqua Symphony DCYO for many, many years. As a matter of fact, one of our instructors, Taylor Seiling, started with DCYO when she was very young and has continued. She's got her master's degree now, and so she's back teaching violin for our very first class. So we're excited. We've got several students who have been with DCYO for years and who come back and teach our younger students these days.
So, Karen, I've got a question for you. What has it been like navigating an organization like this through a pandemic?
It's been an experience, quite frankly, Kyle. But I have to say, with the advent of all of these wonderful electronic devices that we all have, DCYO was able to continue through Zoom with private lessons and regular lessons for all of our students. Some kids, of course, didn't have access to Wi-Fi, so they were not able to participate, but the majority of them were. And surprisingly, they did very, very well. And then when we were able to meet back in public together last year at the Phoenix School, the kids were just so thrilled to be able to play together and to actually hear what it sounded like together, because online they were not able to hear each other. They were able to hear the instructor and they could play, but they couldn't hear how it blended all together. So it was quite an experience for them when they all got together last fall.
Wow. Certainly interesting times and challenging ones for the arts, but we roll on. And again, the concert is this Wednesday night. Trish, give us the information about getting tickets one more time.
It will be Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Center Stage Theater at Umpqua Community College. Tickets are $20 for general and $15 for student. You could go to our website, www.dcyomusic.org/anniversary.
All right.
And that'll get you a link right to purchasing tickets
or at the door.
Perfect. Trish, at the door as well. Trish Melendres-Keller and Karen Gray from Umpqua Symphony Association, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.